Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gemini Mindset Monday webinar. This is a webinar of April 9th, 2019, and we were just talking earlier, chatting about the weather warming up. This is a wonderful time of the year, springtime, and many times that mirrors your business. And I'm happy to say that springing up is happening throughout, in several parts of Gemini land. And one of the areas geographically that's really on the uptick is our friends to the north, our Canada compadres, and they are doing a wonderful job. We've got a lot of people around the world, US, UK, Australia, really leaning into it. But a lot of things are happening positively north of the border as well. And certainly want to shout out to everyone, all the leaders, all the ranks up. We're going to be listing those by name here very, very shortly. Not tonight, but it's just so exciting to see all the people ranking up. The compensation plan enhancements are obviously in force, but more importantly, the product is just working around the world. People are noticing and witnessing the difference, and more people are building a confidence in the product and demonstrating it and experiencing it. And I know I'm speaking for just about everybody on the call here tonight, and just, as I say, witnessing the difference with the incredible products that Gemini offers, in particular the Remedy and the Remedy Pet product. But without any further ado, I'd like to welcome back to the call. She was one of the facilitators for last week's call. This is going to be a little bit different format, and she did Gemini a big favor. I won't get into the background of that, but I really appreciate this next guest, my friend and one of the outstanding leaders in Gemini, stepping up and co-hosting this call and really taking the yeoman share of a training on personal and professional development. And she certainly is a product of the product when it comes to that. And without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Miss Colette Sawatsky. Colette, welcome to the call.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to gather on Monday nights with you and partners around the world who are doing amazing things and just get together and develop our mindsets, because it really is a big part of what we do. Now, I have a little surprise for you, Jim. I didn't tell you about this. When we talked about this call, maybe you do know about this.
No, come on. That's all right.
Anyways, I know all of you guys are going to love tonight's collaboration with another amazing leader I have the utmost and tons of respect for. And for many of you on this call, you feel the same way as I do. But there's a lot of new people, and a lot of you haven't met Miss Prissy Simmons yet. So let me be the first to introduce you. Prissy, welcome.
Thank you. Oh my God, Prissy. Thank you, Colette. You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Hey, hello again, Prissy.
Hey, Tim.
We do. We as leaders, we often chat throughout the days and weeks, and, you know, we're collaborating all the time. And all of us, all of you guys on this call tonight are leaders. And so you may have people like that in your organization that you like to bounce ideas off of and communicate, because we're all in this together, and we want to grow this together. And I love the variety of leadership that we have, and I believe all of it is such an asset to who we are as Gemini. So in preparing for this, I really was thinking, you know, like, what do we want to deliver? And I'm very passionate about always delivering something motivational, inspirational, something that can lift everybody up and get everybody moving together in the same direction. And what kept slapping me in the face last week was growth and development, or personal development. And I've come to learn this as a network marketing company, as a network marketing business and a body. We are really we're a business wrapped in personal development. I feel like I've gone to business school for the past 3.5 years. I feel like I've gone to personal development school. And I've learned to embrace that part of this business, okay? And its potential and grabbing hold with it and what it can do for you. Now, for myself in particular, I'm not the same person I was 4 years ago in how I do business, in how I relate, in how I react. I mean, I've really come to learn that this is such a key aspect when running your business. Okay. And I've run several businesses. I know Prissy has too. That's why I love, we're doing this together. So I know tonight, Prissy's just as excited to talk about this. So we want to get into six key core practices that without a doubt can have the ability to shift your entire business and everything that you're seeking from it. But before we get into the training, I just want to bring Prissy on and say, you know, what are your thoughts on this topic? And in particular, I love this quote, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
That is so true. Anything that this company has done to challenge me, I was up for the challenge. And it's not just development growth in it, but if you challenge yourself, you find that you're way ahead of the game because you go after them. You go after everything that's out there for it. And that's what I love about this company because they do that. But so true, Colette. You know, in personal development, I have to tell y'all this, and I won't be mean like I was, but I was one of those that said, don't put me on stage. I'm not going to ever be one of those that says anything, nothing. And then Jay and Tuck threw me up there and I was like, try the, it's good for you. And they're like, you can't say that, then don't put me up there. So you talk about coming a long ways. Oh, you have no idea. So yes, personal development is where it's at. You have a team, you got people underneath you. Why wouldn't you want to grow? You want to grow to teach them because you want everybody successful. So yes, anything that is challenging out there, I tell everybody to reach for it and go for it. Because when you do, you're going to find yourself top leaders like we are today. And that's the reason why I'm here and why you're here, Colette, as a top leader, because we challenge ourselves every single day, every day, to reach the high potential we can. Absolutely.
As scary as it is, and I was like you, I was up for a recognition and I ran out of the room. There was no way I was going up there. And I was never going to speak publicly. 3.5 years ago, before I joined network marketing, I wasn't even on Facebook and I swore I never would be. So yeah, I have come a long way. I have learned to embrace change and figure out what that needs to look like for me. So let's get into the six core things, you guys, that Prissy and I both agree can be powerful and pivotal in you becoming what you want to become so that you can have the result that you want. The first one, you guys, is you will get what you expect. So expect to have greatness. Greatness in every aspect of your life. Always expect greatness in your friendships. Expect greatness in your relationships. Expect greatness in growing your ability to parent your children. Expect greatness in your finances. Greatness in your leadership. Prissy, I don't know about you, but this can be very, very hard when walking through the valley. And we all have those days, you guys. We hit brick walls. We feel like sometimes the universe is just pulling us down and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. What do you believe this to be, that you get what you expect?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to tell you, you know, us as leaders don't think we're always positive because we're not. I can tell you the difference in a leader in thinking a negative thing, it's very short lived. I can be down, but I'm only down for a second. People say, are you ever down? Yeah. I'm in the kitchen, I'm down. And when I walk through the kitchen door, I'm back up and I don't look back. You know, I don't ever look back in my rearview mirror. I'm down for a second. You got to understand, the longer you're down, the harder it is to get back up. So don't be down long. And just go and find inspirational things. I tell you, when we think we've got it bad, somebody's got it a lot worse. I assure you of that, you know, and ours was so minute to even think about. But I can tell you, you're dead on, Colette. It is absolutely an unforgiving thing of things that we have to do and develop and get through. But when you do and you overcome it, it's so much easier to overcome when your team gets bigger and bigger because you've been there, right? And it's absolutely phenomenal.
And these are skills that you practice and it gets better over time. It, you know, some of these things that are challenging are not easy and they push you into your comfort zone or out of your comfort zone. Scariest thing I've ever done, right? Number two, you guys, take control of what you can and let go of the things that you cannot control. Like some of the things that you can control are like your emotions, how you react, your work ethic. And some of the biggest things you cannot control are people. You know, people that may be in your family, your most inner circle, that don't see what you see. They're not in that place with you yet. And it's hard. It's hard when you're like fired up and you're like, oh my gosh, I found the greatest thing and you got to do this with me. And they resist. And it's like, it can either make you or break you. That's in where you're going to go forward. And like, seriously, this was hard for me. I couldn't understand, Prissy, why some of my most inner circle didn't get it and still hasn't.
Well, that's family and friends. You know, you got to face it. My kids, that was the worst thing ever. They've always listened to everything I've told them to do. They finally have joined me, but at first they wanted nothing to do with it. A couple of them did, some of them didn't. But I was so heartbroken. Well, I would never lie to you. I would never tell you. But Mom, you've done some crazy, stupid things before. How do I know this ain't one of them, you know? So we lead by example. Your people, trust me, even your friends, some of your best friends, they're watching you. They've told you no, but it's not a no, it's a maybe. I'm watching what you're doing. I'm watching how long you're staying. I'm watching to see what you're doing. Because if you're here in 6 months or a year, and you're still hanging on and you're making money, I'm going to have to join you, you know? But it happens. Just lead by example. Keep walking forward. But it does.
It does. It does. And even in this taking control of what you can and letting go of the things you can't, as I've developed my leadership and my network has expanded, I've also learned as a leader that I can't dictate to an introvert what an extrovert does and what works for them. Like, and just because I do something one way, I mean, yes, we have systems, we have things and tools and things that can help you build your business. But at the core of trying to make someone they're not, like, you got to let that go, right?
So true. And I tell you, I'm going to give you a small example. I have a son that is not an invert at all. He's just as mouthy as I am, but all of his friends are. Okay. And they're wanting to have a gaming system. Well, somebody's going to have to speak, you know, somebody's going to have to invite. So no matter what you are, you might have to step out of your comfort zone. And if you have someone that is an invert, they either get out there and do it or they're on typing. If they can't say it, they better be typing to somebody, but you can't make them anything they're not going to be. You're so right, Colette. Yeah. They will come out of their shelf. They want it bad enough though. Absolutely. Yeah.
And as you develop, you're going to need to learn how to adjust how you mentor, because everyone is at a different place, right? And what works for one, like you said, what might work in Texas might not work in Florida. And what might work in Canada might work in Texas. Like, that is so true. So number three, you guys, is staying positive. This can be hard. We often want to take a no as a rejection. And then it's hard to stay positive. But there's two little quotes I like to say. So focusing on positive results will result in a positive outcome. Focusing on negative results will result in a negative outcome.
Absolutely.
This one is so powerful, and yet it can be difficult and require you to exit some relationships or unfriend some on Facebook. Yikes, that's scary. It's like, because if you guys are like me, I want everyone to be my friend, and I want to be impactful and have great relationships around the globe. And it's hard sometimes to recognize toxic relationships. Sometimes, and you know, but learning to do this, it's crucial in your personal development. And doing this can make you, and not doing this could break you in where you're going to go and move forward. Now, remember, when you recognize some negativity or a lot, or some toxic or a lot, and you make a decision to be like, okay, I need to exit that, sometimes that's only temporary. That relationship can come back. Like, you just gotta, you know, this is a focus of staying positive to like intently choosing your influence. Prissy?
Well, I can tell you, if you approach me negatively before I got this personal development, you would have got negative back. But now that I have so much personal development, I've learned to take a negative and return to a positive. Anything you have negative, if you continue negative, it will be negative. So I try to joke, you know, and before you know it, we're laughing about it and it's positive. But always, guys, if your team up or down, sideways, brings you negative, try to make it a positive. If it doesn't happen, exit the conversation, exit it. You can always come back to it. Change the subject. I mean, it happens. It's sometimes it's the right time. Sometimes it's not, but you're so right. negative is going to breed negative. Positive is always positive, guys. It's a true statement. Absolutely. Can't.
It is.
You know, so true.
And it takes courage. It takes courage to do this. And it's okay. And, you know, yes, law of attraction, I saw a comment. And it's so true. And it's powerful. And, you know, I've watched so many leaders speak on this so powerfully. But it really is crucial to you moving forward or you giving up. And that pertains, again, to everything that you do in your life. It's okay to remove toxic temporarily, permanently, whatever, and doing it with the right intent. You're not there to hurt anybody. You're just recognizing that you're moving forward faster than maybe some people are, and you need to just step away from that for a while and continue.
Real quick, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know what? If you indulge in negativity when negative comes, they'll always bring negative to you. If you let them know you're not going to be a part of negative, then they won't bring it to you. You can't talk to a blank wall. Right? So I'm just telling you, you can be negative, but being negative is not going to bring you anything positive unless you stop it. So
yeah, so true. Okay. Number four, you guys, is, I love this. This is the action stuff. This is plan, do, and review. So seriously, make a plan, do the plan, and then review the plan after, like assess its results. And this is its finest, like being in the action. And sometimes we make a plan and then we don't follow through because maybe fear, maybe life tries to take you out of the game, like whatever. But how important is this, Christy, and what you teach to your team?
It's action. Action speaks louder than words. You do it again. If it doesn't work, try another way, but you don't give up. Giving up, you'll never know what the result's going to be at the end if you give up. But you have to review and see what outcome you got. If it's not a good outcome, redo it again. Do it another way. But there's going to be different personalities, different ways. You know, what works on one person might not work on another, you know, in anything you do in action. So you just have to, I think it's not just reading people. It's, you know, helping people in what they need. It's their needs of how you do things. But on an average, we do redo it and review. I mean, it's awesome. You're not going to know it, right, Collette? You're not going to get where you need to be if you don't.
Nope. And sometimes it's hard to get up and go again. I get it, right? Sometimes it's like it deflates you. If you do something once and you come up with this great plan and you do it and then you go and you don't get that result that you were expecting and you visualized, and it's like it can deflate you. But I promise you, like, this is part of consistency too and just persevering. Business, you guys, business is hard. It can be challenging, but it can be the most rewarding thing and the most rewarding work you will ever do, especially here in Gemini with the products we have, because they are daily, daily changing people's lives.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
So I always
let, right? That should make people want to get up and do again because they're huge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I mean, that's what motivates me. Sometimes, you know, I'm moping around cause I'm like stuck in my own mind. And all of a sudden I get a message of gratitude from someone because I had the courage to share. And it's like, boom, that's why we're doing this. Right. And so number five, you guys, I love this one, is celebrate all accomplishments. So, you know, have an attitude of gratitude. And I see a lot of people exercising this and I love it. From everything, you guys, from like when you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining, it's like, woohoo, sun is shining. Yay. Just celebrate that. To like, seriously, the fact that you can get up and walk. You know, some people grumble, oh, I don't go to the gym. It's like, yay, I can walk to the gym. I can use my legs. Like, these are things to celebrate, but in particular in business, like the smallest things to celebrate within yourself, be like, yeah, I had the courage to message someone today. Or, you know, I was at Tim Hortons and I just struck up a conversation with someone today because I saw they were having difficulty walking. And, you know, like celebrate all accomplishments.
That's so true, Collette. And I tell you, just the least little thing you do comes with big gratitude when you accomplish it. You know, some people have trouble even talking to other people, but if you just listen, people will ask questions. And not directly to you, but it's a question, right? Why do I feel so bad? Well, do you want to still feel bad? You know, because something make you feel better. Just open your mouth, guys. All they can do is say, I don't want to talk to you. All you can do is turn around and say, okay, and just go talk to somebody else, you know? But I'm telling you, just try it. I promise you, you can't go wrong. Just ask one person a day or talk to one person a day, and you will be so, so happy with your accomplishments.
Yeah. And when you're walking around dancing, because, you know, you're just grateful, your gratitude for the sunshine, your gratitude for the day, that your gratitude to be alive, like, it eludes, and people attract to that. And, you know, even as a leader, as you guys have your teams and your customers and, you know, showing gratitude to them, thanking them for the things they're doing and, you know, praising them for the little accomplishments that they're working through and they're developing. I mean, that's huge. And that is so rewarding, and it will come back tenfold. Like, seriously, having an attitude of gratitude is so key.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I've even fooled my team. I'll be calling to ask them a question. They're like, okay, what did I do wrong? Oh, nothing. I'm just calling to see how your day is. You know, when I really did want to ask them something, but I didn't ask them, you know, because I just wanted to throw them off. You know, but I'm so appreciative of everyone in this company. And I'm just, if I don't say it enough, thank you all.
Me too. It is awesome. Okay. So number six is going to sound weird to a lot of you guys. This is the last one, but it is rehearse your victories. Okay. So literally visualize your success and what it looks like right down to the shoes you're wearing and how they feel when you're in that moment. And then your friend literally saying, oh my gosh, those shoes look amazing on you. Like, I know exactly the car, the color of the rims. And I found on Facebook yesterday a Swarovski blinged out steering wheel cover that it's going to get, and a blinged out like cell phone holder. Like, I can smell the leather, Prissy.
Yes, that is awesome. And you know, the first rally I went to 9 years ago and watched a couple go up on stage that had gotten, you know, the biggest, you know, diamond at our company or VP or whatever it was. And she said this, she goes, I already got my car already. And she already had her high heel shoes. She had already bought them and everything. And I'm like, how did she see that? What do they mean? You know? And then I got it. When I got it, I got it. Guys, does anyone play the lottery? Okay. You play the lottery. Have you not spent your money on the lottery? What island you're going to buy and what car and what, you know, ship or whatever plane to it? Same thing here. This is what you dream about. You dream like you played the lottery. You're building your business like you won the lottery. It's unknown money. So go buy that car. Go buy that island that you're going to live on. See yourself in it. See who you're going to invite. I'm telling you, unless you see yourself there, you're not going to be there. I can tell you, anytime they've ever had any competition, I was already on Jamaica. I was on Jamaica before we even started. I was there. I already know what's going. I know what it was going to take. So if you think it's not right, I'm telling you, I didn't understand this, but now I got it. When I got it, I've made all the trips. So you got to visualize. I want you to visualize where you're at, and you will make it. I promise you, you will. And that's so true, Colette. Awesome.
The power of our mind is it's just real. It is seriously real. And it's fun to do that. It's fun to visualize it. Like, go test drive that. Take a Sunday afternoon, take your husband, take your wife, go test drive that car. Visualize it, feel it, smell it, taste it. Yeah. So honestly, you guys, many of us here today on this call are literally like we're standing right in front of whatever we want this to be for us. And it's sometimes just a shift of like 1 degree this way for us to have what we are looking for in accomplishing this. And I believe some of these, that these six, there's, you know, probably more. We could train on so many things in personal development, but for sure, these six core things, if you can, you know, embrace them, work on them, flex them, practice them, you will find yourself exactly where you want to be. It's like a 1 degree shift. Seriously, it's right here. We are in an amazing opportunity with amazing ownership, and great things are coming. Prissy, are they not? We don't really know, but I mean, we have that belief system. We know that our corporate is working diligently to just continually make us better and bring us into the future. And here we all are sitting at the top. And so honestly, you know, thank you, Prissy, for doing this with me. It was a lot. It's a lot of fun. And thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight. You know, I hope that this brought value. I hope that this inspired you. And I hope that it makes sense and brings you to completing the pursuit of your goal here and what it is that you envision and what it is that you joined for and what you're looking to achieve into the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years of your life. So thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Colette.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Listen, ladies, awesome job, both of you. Great tandem. I love the back and forth, U.S., Canada, ladies, enthusiasm, great content. A couple of takeaways real quickly. I love what you shared, Colette, when it was, well, and you punctuated it, Prissy, on plan, do, and redo. That would be very, very important to me, certainly in network marketing, but a whole lot of businesses, because to me, it's so much about belief. You both stress that. You have to believe it to receive it. You have to believe you can do it, don't you? You have to believe in the product. And thankfully, Jim and I have a product that's easy to believe in. You can get that product into people's mouths and they ingest it. Even if they don't want it to work, it'll work. And you both have seen it way more than I have, but I love that. Just try it. You'll love it. In terms of activity, one of my favorite things is, after all is said and done, there's usually more said than done. So that goes ties back into what you both said about, you know, plan, do, and redo. It's about activity. You've got to, and not only what you've envisioned it and you believe it, you've got to put your plan in action. It's all about the consistency. Again, I'm just punctuating what you ladies did a beautiful job of talking about. All six of these, I wrote them down. I hope everybody else did. Those are great takeaways. But take what you've learned tonight, which you know, some of us have already heard that on the call, but you need to be reminded of those things. Those are all very, very important. So what are you going to do now that you've heard these comments? You need to put it in action. This race is not to the swiftest. It's to those who are the most consistent. A lot of people can get up and get all excited about this for an hour or 2 days, but it's the ones that consistently do these six things over and over and over again. Right, Prissy? Right, Colette?
Absolutely. Right.
Again, I'm just putting a little emphasis on what you guys and ladies have done a marvelous job. Jay, I know you're traveling tonight. By any chance, are you on the call tonight, brother?
I am.
There he is. All right, man. Jump in here, brother.
Ladies, that was awesome. It really was. And you know what? I'm sitting here once again like a bobble-headed doll. You know, some things I look at. One thing, stay positive. Y'all, kill with kindness. There's times where I'll look at somebody and you're like, man, they must have just eaten a lemon. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get them to smile. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing today? And I'm smiling there. It's hard for them. And finally, they start to crack a little bit of smile. Or if they don't, just say, hey, I hope you have a wonderful day. You know what? Do something. Try every day to make somebody happy. Make somebody smile. You know, I'll tell you, start off that day like that and your day will end up even being better. I can tell you, with my my youngest daughter, she used to wake up in the worst mood. And I sat down one morning with her and I said, you know what? We got to fix this. You wake up every morning mad. You're in a bad mood every morning. Do you think maybe you can wake up tomorrow morning and just say, you know what? This is going to be a good day and smile? Do that every day, because the way you wake up, the way your attitude starts in the morning, that's going to determine your day. And I can tell you now, I'll wake her up and she's got a big smile on her face. It's just the crazy thing from deciding what you're going to do. You know what? Decide to be positive. Decide to make somebody's day. And I'm telling you, you'll feel amazing doing it. You know, also rehearse your victories. You know what? I remember every contest, and I can tell you this, every contest we've ever done. Well, first of all, I remember asking Prissy to get on stage that one time, and I sat there. When she started talking, I was like, please tell me she didn't just say what I heard. So anyway, but careful what you ask for. But, you know, rehearsing your victories, y'all, decide where you're going to be. Every single contest we have, I get a call from a couple of y'all. And every time it's like, well, who do you think is going to get second? You know what? You might as well just go ahead and give me that trophy. You might as well give me, I'm going to, you know, and you know, that's cool. Decide, y'all, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Decide what you're going to do and you will be able to do it. I can tell you one thing. I already know where we are going. A lot of y'all don't know. I already know where we're going. And it's going to be the top. We've got everything in place. Everybody thinks you know what we've got. Man, it is so much better than every one of y'all on this call can imagine. The things that we've got coming up are so cool. And I know you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, I heard this. No, you haven't. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming out to you. One after another, after another. Now I heard Colette on a call today talking about, what was it? My wife has more. What was that, sweetheart?
Passion.
Yeah. My wife has more passion than me. Okay. No. Is she prettier than me? Yes. Is she smarter than me? Yes. Does she have more passion than me? No. Real close. Did I marry up? Yes. But you know what? You know, I can tell you, I know where we're going. I know the leaders we have. Nothing is going to stop us. I'm not going to be happy until everybody on this call adds at least one more zero on the end of your check. Not the beginning, but on the end of your check. So you know what? Girls, great job tonight. My level of excitement, I could not get any more excited. We got a lot of stuff coming out to you very, very soon. If you haven't noticed a little bit of difference in the last, you know, since the starting of January, a lot of stuff rolling out. I can tell you this, you haven't seen anything yet. Anyway, back to you, Jim.
Listen, great bow on that, Jay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Ladies, Prissy, Colette, masterful job. You're seeing the accolades come across the screen tonight. I think it's exactly what people needed to hear tonight. Jay, you always add a good enthusiastic button up to it. So with that, we're going to be signing off for tonight. But as Jay said, just you haven't seen anything yet. I know a few things, but not everything. And so I'm going to be right there excited that everybody else is. Have an awesome week, everyone.